Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope that you had an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. My name is Brian Wolf, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued with our God Is series, where we are exploring the character of God. This week, we considered the truth that God is holy. For most of us, when we hear the word holy, we think about someone who is morally pure. This is obviously true about God. He is perfect and without sin. But when we say that God is holy, we are saying so much more. It is not sufficient to say that God is just morally pure. For example, we can't say that God is holy because he obeys the Ten Commandments, because he actually wrote the Ten Commandments. When we say that God is holy, we're really saying that God is God. But that's not really helpful. The word holy means to be separate or cut off. God is entirely separate. That is, he's unique, special from anyone or anything in all of creation. To help us understand this, think of this past weekend. It was a special weekend. Yesterday, most of us didn't have to do our normal work responsibilities because it was Memorial Day. We call these days holidays, literally holy days, because they are unique, special, set apart from the other days of our normal calendar year. God is that and so much more. His being is holy, majestic, and awesome. This week, as we considered the prophet Isaiah's vision of our holy, holy, holy Lord in Isaiah chapter 6, we saw that when he saw God for who he is, then Isaiah saw himself for who he was. After seeing the three times holy Lord, Isaiah said, "Woe is me, for I am lost. I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." In the presence of a holy God, Isaiah recognizes his own sinfulness and pronounces a woe oracle upon himself, essentially saying, "I'm doomed to die because I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." But God shows Isaiah mercy. And a seraphim, this unique angelic being, touches his lips with a burning coal and says, "Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Now, did you notice the sequence of events here? First, Isaiah seeks and sees the Lord. Then he humbly recognizes his own sinfulness, that is, a man of unclean lips. And then God atones for his sin. You see, sin separates us from our holy God, and we are doomed to death. But when we acknowledge our sin and turn from it to God, we can be forgiven. This act of grace foreshadows the work of Christ. Jesus' death atoned for our sins. He lived a perfect life, but was condemned to death. He didn't die for any sin of his own because he was perfect. He died to take our punishment for our sins. He paid the price so that we could be forgiven and made at one with God. Like Isaiah, we need to seek our holy, holy, holy Lord. And as you seek God through his revealed will, that is his word, you will see God for who he is, and then you will see yourself for who you are, a sinner in need of his forgiveness. I believe the clearest way to see the holiness of God is to look at Jesus. One day, Peter was fishing with his colleagues, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. They had been fishing all night and caught nothing. So as they were washing their nets near the shore, Jesus comes, and there's a crowd following after him. And Jesus gets into one of the boats and begins to teach the crowd. Then he says to Peter, "Put out your nets in the deep." And Peter responds, "We've been fishing all night and haven't caught a thing." "But, Master, because you say so, we will put out our nets." And the catch was so large that it filled two boats, and they were truly at the verge of sinking. And so instead of screaming and jumping up and down, celebrating the huge catch, Peter considers what has just happened, and he looks at Jesus and says, "Away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." When we see God for who he is, then we can see ourselves for who we are. Today, Drivecast listeners, I want to challenge you to seek the Lord and respond to his holiness in humble obedience. Let's pray. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy are you to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Holy Lord, please give us spiritual discernment to see you for who you truly are, and grant us your grace, your power, to respond in humble repentance and obedience to you. We ask this for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, listeners, please take a moment and ask the Lord to empower you to truly repent and completely turn away from every wrongdoing in your life, in your heart, your mind, and in your motives that would offend His holiness. Thank you again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.